Chapter 7. Come to the control room. All the children went back into the hall and sat down in their places. Suddenly, a message flashed on the big screen. It said, "Anton and Abby, come to the control room." Anton and Abby looked at each other.
"Why does Mr. Sharp want to see us?" asked Abby.
"I don't know," replied Anton.
"Let's go and find out."
The two children left the hall. A few minutes later, they returned. They sat down next to Robert and Lucy.
"What's the matter?" asked Lucy.
"Mr. Sharp said he has had a telephone call from the office. The office has noticed you and Robert in school," said Abby. "The people there want to know who you are. We said that you are our friends and that you have come to stay with our family. We asked if you could stay with us in school. Mr. Sharp said he will inform the office."
Robert and Lucy looked at each other. Woodfield Junior seemed a very different school from the one they knew. At the front of the hall, the robot was giving the next lesson in the same boring way. After half an hour, the robot told everyone to walk around the hall three times in the same dull tone. All the children got up and walked around the room three times. Then they went back to their boring lessons. A long time later, the lessons finally ended for the day. Robert and Lucy walked out of the school gates with the twins.
"You can stay with us," said Abby. "You can borrow some of our clothes before Mum and Dad see you."
As they walked home, the twins asked Robert and Lucy what the school was like in their time.
"Look, I can show you," said Robert.
He pulled out his mobile phone from his pocket and showed it to the twins.
"This phone looks as old-fashioned as your clothes," laughed Anton.
"Look at the video clips I made of our school," said Robert crossly.
He didn't like being laughed at. He showed the video to the twins. In the first video clip, teachers were talking to the children at playtime. In the next one, a teacher was showing the children how to head the ball in a football lesson. In the last clip, a teacher was showing the children how to do an experiment in a science lesson. It looked really interesting.
"Wow!" exclaimed Anton. "You are lucky. We never have science lessons like that. We never have teachers to show us how to improve our football skills either," said Abby. "I wish our school was like yours."
"We have lots of books too," said Lucy.
Abby's eyes opened wide.
"You have books too?" she said.
"Yes," answered Robert. "We have a library full of interesting books. There are mystery stories, fantasy stories, adventure stories.
And lots of non-fiction books we can use to look up information," said Lucy.
"Wow!"
exclaimed the twins together.
"Best of all, we have our own class teacher called Miss Lucas," said Lucy. "She's really nice. If you have any problems, she will help you."
The twins went very quiet. They looked sad.
"Oh, wish we went to school in your time instead of ours," sighed Anton.
Robert and Lucy felt sorry for Anton and Abby. They felt that the schools of the future were as bad as those in the past. In Victorian times, some teachers were unkind and some weren't even proper teachers. But in the future, there were no teachers at all. Back at the twins' home, the children crept in through the back door and went upstairs. Anton and Abby gave the children some uniforms to wear.
"Now Mum and Dad will think you are friends from school," said Anton. "Come on, I'll introduce you to them."
In the kitchen, the children found the twins' mum making dinner. She was just putting a pudding into a big oven that looked like a computer. It had lots of buttons and flashing lights on it. It didn't take long before a light flashed to show the pudding was cooked. Mum left it in the oven to keep warm. In the living room, the twins' dad was busy working on his computer.
He smiled at the children.
Hello, he said. Do we have guests for dinner?
Dad, this is Robert and his cousin Lucy, said Abby. They are new to our school. May they stay for the night with us, please?
I'm not sure. Ask your mother, said Dad.
At that moment, Mum walked in the door. She smiled at the children. Yes, of course they can stay. Robert and Lucy, you are very welcome, she said.
Come and sit down and have some dinner with us.
Everyone went into the kitchen and sat down at the table. They ate delicious food that Robert and Lucy had never seen before. When everyone had finished their food, the twins' mum took out the pudding from the oven.
It's called planet pudding, explained Mum.
It's a special recipe.
Mmm, it tastes wonderful, said Lucy, licking her lips.
Then you can have some more, Mum laughed.
Thank you very much, said Lucy.
After dinner, the children went outside to play. It was a cool evening, but the children didn't feel cold at all. Their modern clothes had a special button to press to keep them warm. There was another button to press to keep them cool. Lucy pressed the button to keep her warm.
These clothes are amazing, she said.
Abby smiled. She had never thought of her clothes as amazing before.
What will we do at school tomorrow? Asked Robert.
It will just be the same boring lessons, Anton sighed.
We have two lessons of maths first.
I like maths, said Lucy.
Oh, you won't like our maths lessons, sighed Abby. The robot puts lots and lots of sums on the screen. We have to work them out on our own screens as quickly as we can.
If we get one wrong, the robot just tells us the correct answer, said Anton. But we still won't know what we did wrong or how to work out the sum for ourselves. It all seems so silly.
Luckily, Mum and Dad help us at home if we ask them for help, said Abby. But it's not the same as having a teacher to help you.
I'm so lucky, said Lucy. My teacher always makes sure I understand everything. She always explains things clearly to me.
Robert put his hands on his hips. He looked cross.
It's terrible that your school is so bad. All schools need good teachers and plenty of interesting books, he said. We must think of a way to make your school better.
But how can we help?
Asked Lucy. Robert shrugged his shoulders.
I don't know yet, he said. But I need to think of a good plan.